Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes. We have a great and fabulous show for you today. And the reason that I love this, Dr. Alberto Villaldo is joining me here today. And let me tell you about this. When I first met Dr. Alberto, it was many, many years ago when I first started the show. And right here on the Dr. Pat Show, I don't even think the show was called the Dr. Pat Show yet, Benny. I think it was still, you know, the crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I think you're right. Yeah, it was earlier in that.
It was earlier. Mm-hmm. And I remember my first interview, my first conversation with this amazing individual. And I remember one thing. I remember this. I remembered how little I knew about what I was about to interview him about. And I remember being so very, very nervous. Benny, I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember like I tried to pronounce Dr. Alberto's name and I could hardly get it out? And so what I got to know after about 3 minutes speaking with him is that I couldn't be speaking with the most amazing individual, full of kindness and love. But I will say right there in truth, right there in conviction, right there in the support that he has for the planet, for each and every one of us. Right there for bringing a new face, a new perspective to the way we look at spirituality and medicine. I'm talking about somebody that understands neurophysiology of healing. That sounds like a big thing, but we're going to talk about it today. And so for me, I was looking back now at our 15th year now doing this here out of our Seattle flagship station, KKNW AM 1150. And I thought to myself, here we go. And I'm now speaking to a fabulous, fabulous man, wealth of knowledge over, I can't believe it, it's got to be like 20 books, a healing center. And we start the show, before the show, talking about table tennis. How wonderful life is. Today, we're going to talk about grow a new body, how spirit and power plant nutrients can transform your health. How do I know that this is so powerful? One of the things I want to say to everybody listening here today, I don't really talk to people or bring anyone on where I haven't experienced firsthand the phenomenon that they are about to talk about. And so fast forward to this year, 2019, and we are busting it out today because not only can you grow a new body, but you can grow a new body over and over and over again. Why? Why is it we want to debunk the notion that some people that walked on this planet lived hundreds and hundreds of years? So today, in his fabulous, fabulous new book, we are going to rip the veil off of limitation about what we think we can or cannot do with our body, and we're going to open it up to solutions. Wow. It's so great to have you here, Dr. Alberto. Awesome.
It's great to be with you, Pat. What a treat. I so love your show. And yes, we started with table tennis, and you know, we can go from there directly into the brain and how to live to be 220 years old because we're programmed for this.
Well, let's talk about that because I'll tell you what, in 2008 and 2009, not many people knew this. Not many people knew how much my body was failing. I was looking at buying a wheelchair. My cells had stopped working. I was 100 pounds heavier. And, you know, I had to hold on to what we're about to talk about today, because I knew that taking care of symptoms wasn't working. So isn't this show today and your book about getting right at the root of things?
Totally. You know, it's the difference between repair and renewal. Renewal is growing a new body. Repair is so hard to do. It's so hard to repair a broken relationship. It's so hard to repair a broken automobile or a broken brain. But it's so easy to renew your love. It's so much easier to renew your body, to grow a new body, because we do it every 7 years. Whether you want to or not, you're growing a new body. Most of us who are not aware of what's happening, we're growing a slightly more wrinkled and older body. But if you participate in the biology of it, you can actually become more vital and more resilient and clear-headed, even as you go into your later years.
Yeah. You know, the book, Grow a New Body, and I love this, how spirit and power plant nutrients can transform your health. One of the things I love about what you're writing here and the message for what you're sharing isn't just about, let's look at some things from an academic perspective. Because I know that the work you do, whether it's at your retreat center or it's traveling the world, is to give people real action items to do, real things to do. I want to ask you this question. Why is it we have forgotten? And I believe we've forgotten a little bit. I don't think it's a case of, well, we didn't know. But why have we forgotten about the power of spirit and the invisible world in our everyday lives? Well, what do you think that's been about?
I'll tell you why. Because 6,000 years ago, it has started happening 6,000 years ago. We began to forget the feminine traditions. Mm. Actually, the patriarchy drove out the old shamanic wisdom teachings, and we were left with a masculine reductionistic science that was deeply abusive of the feminine and that disconnected us from nature. So we began to forget. Not only that, we started eating grains. And the grains, as you know, particularly the wheat, damaged the brain. So we started getting more and more stupid as a society. And, you know, we only need to look at the politics around the world to see to what degree this total ignorance has gotten us. So that was the beginning. But then people say to me, well, Alberto, you know, 100 years ago, people only lived to be 42 years old. And today they live to be 80. And, you know, if you look at the science, we've increased our lifespan, but we've not increased our health span. We've just increased the morbidity, those morbid years when things break down. We got a lot of sicker, older people. And what the shamans, I'm a medical anthropologist, and I studied with the shamans in the Amazon and in the Andes. What they learned to do was how to take your health span and make it equal to your lifespan. And that's what I want to talk about today. How do we do that? How do we grow a new, healthy, resilient body that doesn't have to get cancer or heart disease or dementia or Alzheimer's? Alzheimer's did not exist 100 years ago until Dr. Alzheimer's put his name to it and discovered it.
I want to ask you this question, because we hear this phrase now, and I just have to say, more times than not, I'm confused. You know, my life doesn't make sense. I don't really track from one minute to the other. I'm not sure what direction my life needs to go. Let's talk about the brain. And I think, Benny, let's go ahead and skip this break if we could. You know, in my healing journey, I discovered so many things, thanks to Dr. Nusheen Darvish, by the way. She was my naturopath starting in 2005, and she was able to unveil what was going on. And here I am today playing table tennis. But along the way, I learned many things. One of the things I learned was the level of toxicity and the fact that not only is that in the gut, but the brain is affected. let's talk about the brain. Everybody talks about the gut, but I want to talk about the brain too.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that the body's really smart and it sequesters toxins. And by the way, we're dealing with toxins today that shamans and native peoples didn't have to deal with 100 years ago. They didn't exist. All the mercury in the environment was bound into the rocks, and you would only get methyl mercury, unbound mercury, when there was a volcanic eruption. Volcano would go off. But today we're getting it from burning coal plants in China. All of the West Coast of the United States is affected by this. And and mercury toxicity is poisonous to the brain. But the body stores toxins in fat because these are the long-lived molecules. And the problem is that the brain is 65% fat. So we end up with toxins in our brain that shouldn't even be in our drinking water. And from pesticides and the glyphosate from that Monsanto is helping us. And to the birth control pills and the hormones and the pesticides. And I remember 20 years ago, the water in New York City was the best water in America. Nobody carried a bottle of water. Today you go to New York and everybody's got a bottle of water because the water's contaminated. So all of these toxins end up in the brain. And we've got to get it out of the brain. And we know how to do that today. And this is unfortunately causing a tremendous amount of stress and anxiety and the dementias. And here's a startling statistic. 100 years ago, the incidence of Alzheimer's was 1 out of 500, 1 out of 1,000. Today, if you live to be 85 years old, you have a 50% risk of having diagnosable Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
50%, 1 out of 2 people.
Yeah.
This is terrifying. Yeah. And it's because of toxins in the brain. You know, the mercury, the heavy metals are deadly, the pesticides. But we know how to eliminate these. You have to do it carefully. And it's in my book, Grow a New Body, how we can open the detox channels once again, because you won't start growing a new body until you're able to take some of the poison out. The body won't let you do it.
Well, I want to talk to you about that because you've touched upon something I've done many shows on. And that is not just the toxics in the body, the air, the environment, but, you know, we have scenarios here in the United States. Of course, we have them worldwide where we are just not able to keep up with certain aspects of what we put in our body that feeds parasites and bacteria, right? Yeah. I mean, the study that was done a number of years ago, Dr. Alberto, was a friend of mine who demonstrated that Lyme disease, we call it Lyme disease because we don't know how to talk about that many co-infections operating in a body at one time because the immune system is not strong enough to annihilate them. But he did this study and he said, I'm going to show you that these really exist and we can get rid of them. And so he did 11 brains from Harvard, right? So he had these 11 Alzheimer brains that he commissioned from Harvard. And they were diagnosed as Alzheimer's. And he goes and he does his super research, absolutely impeccable analysis. And 8 out of the 11 brains did not have Alzheimer's the way that they talked about it. What they had were things like parasites that we now know, Babesia, right? We're talking about Borrelia. We're talking about so many of these things that we get from so many places and so many other aspects of what our environment brings forward. But the question is, we know how to get rid of them, don't they? Don't we? I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do? How do you help people with this?
What happened around 50 years ago is that the bacteria became our enemy. So we had antibiotics, We had the antibiotic lotions and creams and disinfectants. Bacteria became our enemy, and today we're realizing that bacteria are actually our friends.
Yeah.
The bad ones are really the parasites,
yeah,
and the viruses.
Yeah.
So if we eliminate the bacteria in our gut, we know that they're not going to fight off an infection. So we're going to get sick. So
yeah.
You've done many shows on the gut, so you know how the importance of a strong, healthy gut is. But the problem is that the brain is directly influenced by the gut, by the bacteria in the gut. And we're understanding that many of our moods, you know, you go into psychotherapy because you're depressed, and then you spend 2 years in therapy. And then all along, the problem is because the bacteria in your gut are pooping toxins that go straight to your brain.
Yeah.
And you can restore your gut suddenly. The therapy worked. You're feeling better. You're able to forgive. You love yourself again. And it's because of the bacteria in your gut. Now, not all psychotherapy is that, but a great deal of the problems that we think are emotional are really originating in the gut. And because our gut flora, the colony wants us to be healthy, and they will eliminate the parasites if they're strong. And you know, Pat, the thing is that we all get cancer 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah.
We are a living viral colony. We have bugs and parasites of every kind, but we keep them under control. So the whole system works to keep these below the level of their being dangerous. But when we begin to poison ourselves, then they get out of control. So
yeah.
What I do in my book, and Grow a New Body, what I'm saying is that, you know, for the shamans, they don't treat disease. So we have 14,000 different diseases in the West in the medical lexicons. The basis of shamanic energy medicine, which is at the foundation of the Grow a New Body book, is that if you create the conditions for health, disease goes away. You don't need to treat disease. You create the emotional, the energetic, and the dietary, nutritional conditions for health. You give the body what it needs. Disease goes away by itself. And today, of course, in America, we don't have a healthcare system. We have a disease care system. And in reality, diseases really don't exist. They're simply a collection of symptoms. Sick people exist. So if you create the conditions for health, and you can do that through what you put in your mouth and what comes out of your mouth, maybe even more importantly, how you forgive and how you love, then you create health.
Yeah. Well, I have picked up so much. And for those of you just tuning in, Dr. Alberto Villaldo joining me here today, one of the things I love about this is Grow a New Body and how spirit and power plants nutrients can transform your health. I want to talk about a couple of things, but before I do, how can people get a copy of the book? I know I've got my hot off the press copy, but tell us about the book launch, and how people can find out more about you.
Well, if you... Please go to Amazon. You can pre-order the book in Amazon. It will be out on March 15th. Pre-order it now, and you'll be the first to receive the book. You can also visit our website at thefourwinds.com, thefourwinds.com. And this is a manual for growing a new body that you can take with you for the rest of your life. And you know, Pat, I wanted to write this book because I decided this is the last book I'm writing.
It's, wow.
You know how difficult. I've got written 19 books.
I know.
And it's like pulling your own teeth. So I said, this is it. And I'm putting together everything I know from 40 years of research in the brain laboratory and in the Amazon of the Brazil and Peru, and in a practical guide that we can use to take our health with us in these times when there's so many people sick, and to not only take our health with us, but become increasingly healthier as we grow older.
Yeah.
So that we can, because you know, the statistics are pretty horrible. They say that
they're getting worse. They're horrible and getting worse, though. I mean, if you look at the statistics, right, that are being distributed, and how do you see them as getting worse? Tell me what you're seeing.
Well, the statistics say that 29% of the population will die of cancer, 32% of heart disease, and the remainder will die of dementia. And only one of us out of 1,000 is going to die in the arms of his or her beloved at the age of 120 after great sex. And we all want to volunteer for that one. And we can't do that. That's actually not a statistic. I'm making this part up.
It sounds good, though.
It sounds really good. We want to be an outlier in the bell curve. We don't want to be in the fat part of the bell curve because you're going to get sick. And we don't have to do that today. And this is what, I spent many years after I left the Brain Lab, I went into the Amazon and I asked an old medicine woman, I said, how can I avoid, we're deep in the jungle, deep in the Amazon jungle. I said, how can I avoid the illnesses of aging, you know, the cancer, the dementia? And she said, simple. If you want to avoid those diseases, just live a long and healthy life. And I kind of looked at her a little strangely and I said, you don't understand. And I says, yeah, I understand. Just live a long and healthy life and you won't get sick. And what she meant is that there were plants in the Amazon, and the Amazon is nature's pharmacy. There were plants in the Amazon that will switch on what I call the immortality genes, the longevity genes that we all have. And these plants will help you to grow a new body, because we know we can grow a new body because we did. We grew a body, except that these instructions are now in password-protected regions in our DNA, because we don't need any more fingers or toes. But if we can activate selectively, we can hack our biology to switch on these programs, we can actually grow a new liver, a new heart. And I had to do this, Pat, because five years ago, I got a really horrible diagnosis. You know, from all the jungles I had been in Africa and Indonesia, I had picked up parasites. And I had my liver was shot. I was told to get on a liver transplant list. And I had holes in my heart and parasites in my brain.
Yeah.
And I knew with a little luck, maybe I could get a new liver and a new heart. But where was I going to find a good brain?
Right. You know,
they're hard to come by. So what I did was to use Western medicine to kill all the parasites and bugs. And Western medicine is really good at killing things.
Yeah.
And then I had to grow a new body. I had to grow a new liver and a new heart and a new brain, which I did. And the key is that we're discovering today that every organ in the body has a deep pocket where they keep stem cells that are dormant. They keep stem cells as an extreme measure of repair. So in case of accident or an insult, you're able to reawaken these stem cells, but they're dormant. And what these power plants that are used in the Amazon do is that they awaken these stem cells that help repair the brain. And I did that. I grew an entirely new brain that I'm enjoying a lot.
Yes.
But that has. And these are the plants that the Amazonian people discovered. And you asked them, how did you discover this? In biology, we know these as NRF2 activators. They activate a pathway called NRF2 that switches on the longevity genes. And that silences more than 500 genes that create diseases like heart attacks and cancer, and switches on more than 200 genes that promote health. So you ask the people in the Amazon, how did you know that these plants did this? And they tell you, well, the plants told us.
Yeah.
Obvious, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. I believe that because I used to hear my grandma say things like that. You know, our grandparents, if we think about it, and maybe our great grandparents, and I find this, you know, maybe it's not true for everybody, but for the most part, we had stories from our grandparents and our great-grandparents. I don't really think I know a single family or have a single friend that doesn't have a story about grandma or great-grandma's fabulous healing, you fill in the blank, right?
Yeah.
But this is a wisdom that our ancestors were so willing to bring forward. And so when you say that about the plants are telling us, I think that is at the core of healing, how nature tries to talk to us and give us exactly what we need.
And the amazing thing is that these plants are now available in the health food store. We know that omega-3s do that. And I write about this in detail in Grow New Body in the book, and how you can do this at home, how you can use the broccoli seed extracts, the resveratrol, the curcumin, the turmeric, to switch on these epigenetic modifiers that will trigger, that will activate the longevity genes, the immortality genes, because we're right at the cusp of being able to dramatically increase our health span. But we have to do it today. We cannot wait till we get sick.
No.
Because then we're entering into repair mode, not into renewal, into repair.
I want to talk to you about something when we come back from break. And I zoomed in on it in your book. Actually, I zoomed in on a few things. One of the things I find that we have kind of gotten a little bit obsessive about is going on these long fasting diets or long fasting venues. But when I was reading your book, you say something a little bit different, and I want to talk with you about that. You know, fasting has many, many faces, but what actually do we need, and what does fasting do to get these activators pumped into gear? I love this book. And, you know, I got to say something before we go to break. If you were going to write a last book, Dr. Alberto, this is the book to write, because not only is this a book that is more than a book, it's a book that allows you to help all of us learn how to do this. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com. The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Dr. Alberto Villaldo joining me here today. I got to tell you, I'm so honored to have him on the show. And I did have a little PTSD here today, thinking about the first time of several times I've gotten to speak with him and how I gained enormous insight to help myself heal from, I would say, what most people in conventional medicine said couldn't be healed. And so today, his fabulous book, Grow a New Body, is like this map. It's like this blueprint of things that most of us don't know necessarily, but intuitively we sense. And, you know, earlier in the show, we did talk about what you have to do, especially to get rid of things in your body which are not serving your body's process. So if you want to find out more about this, go to the website, the4winds.com, and spell out the number four, spell that out. So it's theforwinds.com. It's a fabulous website. You're going to see that what he's got is training, health coaching, all of the above. But most importantly, please put on the calendar, this book is being now pre-ordered at Amazon.com, Grow a New Body. Dr. Alberto, thank you for today. I wanted to talk about two things, and Benny will probably skip the last break. I wanted to talk about the misconception, or let's just call it the new paradigm for fasting. We went from, I'm going to do this master cleanse for 42 days, to the extraordinary. Tell us about the way you suggest fasting in the book as a setup for then to add superfoods and super supplements to our diet.
You know, this is a really important topic, Pat. Thank you for bringing it up. And the today we have to be very careful with fasting because our bodies have become toxic waste dumps.
Yeah.
And the minute that you start fasting without going through a previous detox, fasting accelerates the detoxification process. And if you haven't taken magnesium, B12, and zinc to get your liver online, because the liver is the most important detox organ, you're going to overwhelm it. And then you're going to retox. You're going to recycle toxins that were sequestered away inside muscle or organ tissue or fat tissue. They're going to go into the bloodstream and go straight into your brain.
Yeah.
So remember that when shamans and Christian mystics were doing vision quest or fasting, there were no toxins in the environment. Monsanto hadn't gone into business yet. There were no pesticides. The food was clean. The water was clean. The air was breathable. Today, if you go fasting, you're going to retox if you don't get your liver started. So you need to be very careful with it. Better to do an intermittent fast where you can fast, where you really want to fast from our sugars and proteins. So you really want to be careful. Now, this is some new information, the amount of protein. Protein is the new smoking. Today, we're finding that we are overeating protein, that we are mistakenly talking about your daily protein requirements when there's no daily protein requirement. There's a day, there's a weekly protein requirement, because we used to be hunters and gatherers. And it was very rare to catch a wild animal. So your animal protein really needs to be limited to one time or maybe two times a week in small portions, 4 ounce portions, because protein will trigger, will activate, will get you really buff and muscular, but will result in you developing cancers later in life. So this is a really new story, the new story about protein and particularly animal proteins and dairy, switching on the programs that will get the warrior strong, but will ensure that you live a very short and not very healthy life. So the fasting really should be done in small increments. That's why they call it break fast. And you can fast from sugars primarily and contain your sugars. Don't eat a bowl of fruit in the morning, because that's going to switch on all of your building systems and where you want to be in recycling and autophagy, in a recycling mode. The minute you have a bowl of fruit, it shuts down your detox that happens naturally every day and switches on the building of muscle. So limit your eating, if you can, to a six-hour period, lunch and dinner. We don't need a huge breakfast anymore because we don't need to go out and work in the fields. If you're working in front of your computer, you can do with a very light breakfast that does not include anything that turns into sugar. No toast, no fruit. Fruit is fantastic, but do it between 12 and 6. And forget about the week-long fast, because you're going to get toxic again. You can do that after you have done two or three detoxes to get rid of some of the mercury in your system, the pesticides, and even the byproduct of eliminating your own hormones that the body's breaking down. So this is the best, the intermittent fasting. You can even take a day without food every 3 days or every 4 days. Mm-hmm. That allows your body to cleanse and to detox.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Now, let's just put something out there for a minute, because you said two things really important to my friends that are listening, especially my one friend that's considering the Master Cleanse. You really have to look at what you're putting in your body before you do that. So, for example, if you are out there and let's say you smoke, that probably is not the thing you want to do, is jump on the Master Cleanse, because that's not going to turn out very well. You're going to feel really bad. But there's a couple things, too, that also help us build strength. And I wanted to ask you about water, though. If we're going to go on, I'm going through my day, and this is going to be the day I fast. One of the things that I hear over and over again, I'd love for you to talk about it, is when people say, yeah, I'm drinking water. And then I say, how much? And you're like, yeah, look at my water bottle. See, tell us about the water.
The water. The water is essential, and you've got to be drinking 3 to 4 liters a day.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 3 to 4 liters, because that's what's going to wash away the toxins that you're eliminating. And there's a difference here that you need to be looking out for. When you fast, it's normal to get hungry. But if you get what we're calling hangry, if you start getting hangry, it's when you start getting angry. And that's because your gut flora is full of candida, of yeast, that wants sugar. And they're the ones, you're not hungry, they're the ones that are hungry. So you need to eliminate the candida. And in Grow New Body, I show you how you can eliminate your candida within 2 weeks by making your own probiotic, Saccharomyces boulardii, a yeast that competes with candida, and it drives it out of your body. It doesn't kill it, because if you kill the candida, you get really, really sick and toxic. You've got 100 trillion dead bodies in your gut. So it drives the candida away, but you need to prepare it at home. You cannot just go and buy the Saccharomyces boulardii that they sell in your local market. You can use that as a starter to prepare it at home and grow it. Because if you take the capsule only, these little wonderful little yeast, they want to wake up in Miami Beach. They don't want to wake up inside a stomach full of acid. So they're destroyed. But if you cultivate them like you could grow yogurt at home. Many of us have made yogurt, or you bake bread with a yeast starter. Then they get strong, they get vital, and you're able to drive away the candida, and then your probiotics work. Before that, most of your probiotics go into your mouth and out to the toilet and without taking up residence, without colonizing your gut. So that's really a key element. The Boulardii will turn many of your ordinary foods, like I ferment the rice before I prepare rice.
Yes.
Rice has anti-nutrients and lectins, and that are neutralized by the fermentation process, and that turns rice into an anti-cancer superfood.
And I think that's what we're talking about, though, today, is we're talking about looking at some of the things we can learn that have been brought forward. I want to ask you one question, and I also want to talk about the other part of the book that is so important, was important to me, and that is spirit. But before we talk about spirit, I want to talk about a couple of these things that many people may not know about. We hear a lot about turmeric. But glutathione has not hit the mainstream yet. And I'm one of these people. I'm not like you, so I don't understand the medical nature of it or the healing nature of it. But I know one thing. Glutathione, apparently for somebody like me, became a magic pill, so to speak. It's not even a pill. Tell us about what some of your favorites are. And then I want to talk with you about how to take this journey and invite spirit along the way.
This is really important. The spirit, this part of spirit is essential because that was at the core of the Paleolithic belief systems. People want to have the paleo diet without the paleo cosmology, which is spirit. Now, spirit is different from religion. Religion is really about coming up with pretty easy answers to the really big questions. Like, who am I? Where do I come from? Where am I going? Religion answers these really well. You know, you came from earth and you from dust, and to dust you're going to return, and you were molded in God's image. But spirituality is about exploration, about discovery, about curiosity, and about an interconnectedness, recognizing your interconnectedness with all life. And you know, a couple of books ago, I wrote a book called Power Up Your Brain with David Perlmutter. And you know David from his Grain Brain. So our premise when we wrote that book is that spirituality is inevitable when you repair and upgrade your brain. It is inevitable. It happens spontaneously and naturally because it brings you to a quest to understand the workings of the cosmos. And so this is this is exciting because we know today how we can upgrade the brain. And to do that, glutathione, so this is a long roundabout answer to glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant in the body. Now, remember that nature invests in the young. Nature wants our species to live for a very, very long time, but it really doesn't care if you and I live to be very, very old. In fact, it prefers that we don't because it's not a very good investment. So glutathione is produced inside every cell, except that it shuts down at around the age of 35 when you're no longer reproductively viable. So our glutathione production goes down to almost zero by the time you're 40. Not only glutathione, but superoxide, SOD. And these are free radical scavengers and toxin transporters. So the glutathione has a big sulfur molecule in the middle of it that binds to toxins and gets them out of your body and brings it out to your liver and down into your bowels so you can eliminate them. When you don't produce glutathione and you probably don't have the SNP, your DNA, you're missing that. Mm-hmm. Many of us have missed that that DNA segment that codes for glutathione. I don't have it either. It's important to supplement with the precursor to glutathione, which is NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and or do IV glutathione, which I know you and I both do.
Yeah.
Because this is what is going to keep your body detoxified. It's going to keep it clean, and it's going to keep you vital. It's going to keep your brain from getting all muddled up. Now, the interesting thing about the superfoods in my book, Grow a New Body, and you mentioned some of them, like the curcumin and the turmeric, is that they will switch on your glutathione production again. They will go into the cell and switch on your glutathione and superoxide production to the level that you have when you were 18 years old, even if you're 65 or 70 years old.
Wow.
And this is the magic trick. We need to really restore glutathione levels. Otherwise, we're gonna die from our own poisoning.
Yeah. So, everything from amalgams that we have in our mouth, from what we put in our body, to the beliefs that we have. And you know, that's part of the book. Part of the book and what you write about is about the journey of the sage, you know, becoming still in midair. Boy, I'll tell you, there's nothing that I've discovered in my life to make me more still than to have a debilitating disease that prevents me from doing just about anything there, except for the radio show. Thank God for this.
Yeah.
But that's not the path we have to go down. We're not saying to people, look, folks, I don't want you to get that sick. I want you to learn some things from this book. Can you just give us, we have a few minutes left. Let's talk about what you suggest in this book. I will tell you that in 1997, I went on my first vision quest. I was never the same, never the same. Yeah. Tell us about what you have in here.
Well, you know, part of the journey is to go on a vision quest. The early Christians used to do it. They would fast, they would go pray. The Buddhists still do it. They go into Vipassana retreats. But our lives have become so hectic. We don't even have time to meditate, much less to go on a three-day vision quest in the woods. And most of us would be terrified to be out in the woods by ourselves for 3 days because we become so disconnected from nature. So the object of the vision quest is to reconnect with nature. And you don't have to go into the wilderness. You can go during the day to a park and sit under a tree and fast. So in the vision quest, I tell people, this is a time to do your 3-day fast because you detox your brain, your liver is functioning. You can handle a 3-day fast. And when we fast, biochemically, what happens is we burn up all the sugars and we begin to burn fat for fuel, the ketones, which are jet fuel for the brain. They can help us step out to this higher brain that we have, the neocortex, and activate these neural networks, this hardware of this brain is programmed for bliss and for joy and for ecstasy and for communion. And this is exactly what happens. We begin to understand the nature of the cosmos and get perspective on our own lives, where we're going, where we came from. How do we craft a destiny and not just keep reacting to the fate that seems to have been dished out for us by our genes or by our family of origin? So we get the big picture. And when you come back from the vision quest, everything is still the same in your life, but you're different. So you see it all differently.
Mm.
And this is the great, and of course, for so many of us, where are we going to schedule a vision quest? Well, you know, Pat, as well as I do, that when you get a diagnosis, suddenly everything that was so important in your life is now like way back in the bottom of the to-do list. Don't wait for that. Wait, do it now. Craft a new destiny, and you need to find quiet and stillness for that to truly be a significant experience.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we can create our own environment for questing. Alberto, I know you've got to run. I want to thank you for today. And of course, I could go on and on about so many of the other things in the book. So I hope you'll come back as we get closer to the launch, for sure. I hope you will.
I'd be delighted to. And remember that, you know, let me just share a little story before
Please.
We go. The shamans say that before we were born, that we were all gathered in a great green field, and a very big angel came out and said, you know, this is going to be a very challenging time for the earth. There's going to be climate change and disease and epidemics and war, and we need healers. Who wants to come? And we all volunteered. We wanted to be part of this great transformation of the human story that's happening in the planet today. So we didn't come here to spend another year in therapy or to be sick the half of the years of our life because of the pollutants and contaminants. We came here to become enlightened and to be part of a revolution in consciousness, to do what we call dreaming the world into being. So I invite all of our listeners to do that. We need to dream a new story and a new world. So thank you so much, Pat. Thank you for having me. Great to be with you as always. And to you, Ben.
I love the book. And I want to say to everybody out there, I mean, not only is there the blueprint in here for both nutrients in the body, nutrients in the mind, and nutrients in the soul. And it's a fabulous book. And for many of you out there, you'll probably read this book. There's a place for you to start. There's a place for everyone to start. We can create our own destiny, and this is part of it. Thank you all. Thank you, Alberto. We're going to take a short break, everyone. But before you go, please make sure you pre-ordered the book. Go to his website, theforwinds.com, theforwinds.com, and I'm hoping we can get him back. Let's go, Benny. Take a shorty. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. It just hasn't get any better than this. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.